Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, my name's Matt.
Hey, Matt, where are you calling from?
Orlando.
Orlando, all right. Well, Matt, are you ready to play Who Wants to Burn Their Ears?
You betcha.
All right, Lou, take it away.
All right, Matt, here is your first question. What attraction did The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh replace?
That would be Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Final answer?
Yes.
Sad to say, you are correct. Did replace Mr. Toad.
Go.
Matt, in Muppet Vision 3D, one live character comes out in front of the stage. Who is it?
That'd be Sweeto. Final answer.
You got it.
Nice job, Matt. You've won the Live365.com 1 month of VIP membership. Would you like to continue?
Yes, please.
Let's go.
Matt, what's the only land in the Magic Kingdom without a restroom?
Got 15 seconds, Matt, or you can use one of your lifelines.
I'm going to ask the audience.
All right. So let's ask the audience if you could IM Mouse World Radio on AOL or send an email to mouseworldradio@aol.com. Mike Newell will compile that. Matt, how often do you go to the parks living in Orlando?
Well, pretty frequently, actually.
Well, that would make sense.
Yeah. I'm a Disney nut, so yeah, absolutely.
All right, great. And Mike, do we have the results?
They're coming in now. All right, interesting. We've got 25% saying Toontown Fair, 25% are saying Adventureland, 25% said Liberty Square, and 25% said Frontierland.
Well, I do know there is one by Pete's Garage in Toontown.
10 seconds, Matt.
I'm going to say Liberty Square, final answer.
Liberty Square is right.
All right.
And for those people who are yelling that Columbia Harbor House has a restroom, the restroom is actually on the Fantasyland side of the restaurant, not on the Liberty Square side.
Ooh, you sneaky devil.
Well, he goes to the park so often I had to throw one of those out there, so.
All right, let's move on to question 4.
Okay, Matt, here's a history question for you. How many attractions were there in Adventureland when the park first opened in 1971?
Can I multiple choice?
Sure, we can do multiple choice. Your options are A, 3, B, 4, C, 5, or D, 7.
10 seconds, Matt.
I'm going with 3. Final answer.
You got it. This was Family Treehouse, Jungle Cruise, and Tropical Serenade.
Question 5.
Matt, who preceded Jeremy Irons as the narrator of Spaceship Earth?
Do you have any lifelines left?
You can ask me, or you can ask Mike Scopa.
I think I will ask Mike Scopa.
Good choice. Mike, are you still awake?
Okay. Let's see. Thinking before Jeremy Irons, there might have been Walter Cronkite. I'm not sure if there was someone between Walter Cronkite and Jeremy Irons. There was one other guy. This is tough. I'm about 50% sure on this, but I'm gonna say Walter Cronkite. I'm about 75% sure it's Walter Cronkite.
Okay, I'm going with Mike. Finally.
Always go with Mike Scopa, as he is correct. I'm sorry.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Pleasure.
All right, Matt, if you get this one right, you'll be receiving a DisneyWorldTrivia.com t-shirt.
Woohoo!
Good enthusiasm.
All right, for the not-so-valuable t-shirt, Matt, who was the sponsor of If You Had Wings in Tomorrowland?
I don't answer.
I didn't hear his answer, I'm sorry.
Eastern Airlines.
You got it.
All right.
Congratulations, you won the t-shirt. Would you like to continue?
Sure.
All right, let's move on to question 7.
Matt, how many different monorail trains are there in the Walt Disney World fleet?
Well, final answer.
Ah, right off the bat. Very good.
Very nice. We're now just... We're at question 8. Let's go.
Matt, what country is located between Japan and France in World Showcase?
That would be Morocco, my land.
I forget that you go to the park so often.
Great, just 2 questions away now, Matt.
All right.
Matt, Shades of Green was originally known as what?
The Disney Inn, final answer.
You are one away from...
Something.
Something. No cash prizes, but you're one away from something.
Nice new one.
All right, Matt. I'm sure you've seen it before, but what is the name of the monument in Epcot's Future World with the names of all the different famous scientists, inventors, and events from history?
Yes, it's in the concrete. I'm out of lifelines at this point, aren't I?
Yes, you are. I doubt Scopo would be able to help you anyway.
I'm going to run out. Can I walk away at this point?
Sure.
I still get the t-shirt then.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, final answer. I'm going to walk away.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to walk away is not correct.
What's the answer, Lou?
The answer is Discoveries.
Well, great. Well, Matt, again, send me an email to matt@wdwda.com. We'll hook you up.
All right. Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Good luck.
You'll cue my music.
You could be the next contestant on Who Wants to Earn Their Ears.
Let them
call down 407-278-5WDW. That's 407-278-5939. Now back to your host, Matt Hochberg.
Matt Hochberg.
Thank you, Mike Scopa.
My pleasure.
407-278-5939. And we've got a call. And I got it right this time. Hi, who are you speaking with?
Hi, this is Adrian.
Hi, Adrian. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Sacramento, California.
Woo, West Coast. All right, you ready to play?
I'm all set.
Do you
I'm
know the rules? Try. Okay, do you know the rules?
Yes.
Lou, you got to repeat that joke.
Which one?
The last one. We have a chat going on, and Lou sent us something very funny.
Oh, okay. I was like, oh, man, I missed the first one already.
I was going to say, yo, Adrian, but I wanted to.
Oh, everyone's been on that to me my whole life.
All right, Lou, let's go.
All right. So for my bad Sylvester Stallone impression, you get this question. In the original Living Seas Pavilion, what was the name of the elevators that took you down many, many fathoms to Sea Base Alpha?
The name of the elevator. You know.
You're killing me, Adrian.
Is that the hydrolator?
Is that your final answer, Adrian? Which it should
final
be.
Final answer. Yes, it should be.
You said the hydrolators?
Yes.
Yes.
I was hoping you were going to ask for a multiple choice because I had Wonkavators, the Hotchbergs, the Hydrolators, and the Percolators.
I was for the Wonkavators.
That's great.
All right. Your next question is, other than Ellen and Judy, who are the other contestants playing Jeopardy in Ellen's Energy Adventure? Who is the other contestant, I should say?
I don't know that. I'm going to need Dean's help on that.
Which one do you want to use? Which lifeline?
For the audience.
I'll ask the audience. All right. So if our audience member... Yep. If our audience that's listening could IM Mouse World Radio, send an instant message to Mouse World Radio. That's one word on AOL, and Mike Newell will compile those answers. At which town do you say you're from, Adrian? How far is that from Disneyland?
Oh, about 4 hours.
Okay, do you get to go there pretty often?
Oh, about once a year.
Not bad. And Disney World?
Disney World about once every 3 years.
Great. Mike Newell, do we have the results?
We do. 100% are saying it's Albert Einstein.
All right.
And I'm going with the audience for sure. Albert Einstein, final answer.
And with the smartest listeners in podcasting, you are correct.
Woo!
All right, Adrian. Well, you've won the Live365.com 1 month VIP membership.
Yahoo!
All right. Do you want to continue?
Please.
Adrian, where can you see a salute to all nations, but mostly America? Where can you see a salute to all nations, but mostly America?
I'm here, Adrian.
I'm asking. Can I just ask Mike for some help on this one, please?
All right, Mike Scopa, what do you think the answer is?
It's a salute to all nations, but especially America.
Welcome to Muppets 3D.
Muppets 3D, okay. I was going to say that. That's my final answer, thank you.
Sorry, it's Muppet Vision 3D, Scopa. You are incorrect.
Oh. Oh, that's okay. I still love you guys.
Oh, I'm just kidding. I'm only kidding. Your next question. Oh, God, I'm not that mean. Who is your host for the 3D film It's Tough to Be a Bug at Disney's Animal Kingdom?
That show anymore.
You still have one lifeline of multiple choice answers, Adrian. Or you can go in yourself.
No, it's gotta be a bug. I only know one bug. Slick. Let's be Slick. That's my final answer. Let's be Slick. That's the only bug I can think of.
Well, you must be correct then.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. Question four, right?
Four, five, something like that.
Something like that.
Adrian, what attraction used to be located across from the old 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea?
What attraction used to be located across 20,000
Leagues Under the Sea? Oh, you have one lifeline left, which is multiple choice answers.
Let's go with
Okay, your options are Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, Peter Pan's Flight, or Legend of the Lion King?
Let's go with Legend of the Lion King. Final answer.
Ooh, I'm sorry to say Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Oh, I'm devastated.
Well,
thank you so very much.
Yeah, and Adrian, be sure to email me to matt@wdwtoday.com so you can get your 1 month VIP membership to Live365.
Okay, I'm enjoying this podcast. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Adrian.
Bye. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yo, Adrian.
You could be the next contestant on Who Wants to Earn Their Ears. Call now, 407-278-5WDW. That's 407-278-5939. Now, back to your host, Matt Hochberg.
Here we go. We've got a caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Jason from Los Angeles.
Another West Coaster. Hi, Jason. How are you?
I'm doing great.
You ready to play?
Oh, I am.
You understand the answers, the rules, rather.
Yeah.
All right.
I'd like to understand the answers, but unfortunately, I might have to think about this.
All right. Well, I'll try and make your first one relatively simple. Jason, in what year did the Magic Kingdom at Walt Disney World celebrate its 20th anniversary?
1991.
Final?
20th, right?
Yep, you are batting 1,000.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, Jason. What's the name of the statue of Walt and Mickey located in the hub in the Magic Kingdom?
Partners, final answer.
Partners is correct.
All right, and you've won your free 30-day Live365.com VIP membership. Would you like to continue?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, let's go.
All right, Jason, what was the original name of the Astro Orbiter?
I think I might need some help on this one.
All right, which of your lifelines would you like to use?
I'm probably going to take the IM one.
All right, so far, listeners could send an instant message to Mouse World Radio. That's, of course, if you don't have instant messenger, you could send an email to mouseworldradio.com. Mike Newell is going to compile that very quickly. And how far are you from Disneyland?
I am 42.5 minutes away if you're driving at 7 in the morning to get there at Rope Drop.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah. I've been there a few times.
And Mike Newell, what is the consensus?
100% are saying Star Jets.
All right, I think I'm going to go with that final answer.
You and the audience are correct. Jason, what former attractions theme song was It's Fun to Be Free?
If Glenn was here, he would sing it for you.
It's a good thing he's not then. Sorry, Lynn.
I think I'm going to have to take another lifeline.
All right, which one would you like to use? Your multiple choice, or ask me, or ask Mike Scopo.
I'm probably going to ask one of you two. I just don't know who might know it.
I would go with Scopo if I were you.
Scopo, do you know the answer?
All right, Scopo.
Well, you know, the thing is, Jason, that Matt hasn't been asked at all. I think I know the answer.
Say it, man. Let it out.
I'm gonna say, and I'm just going by memory. I think it's World of Motion.
All right, Jason. Do you think you want to go with Mike Scopo, or do you want to go on your own on this?
What was the song again?
It's fun to be free, to be on the move.
World of Motion. Future World, Epcot.
All right, I'm gonna have to go with my man, Scopa over there. Final answer.
Mike Scopa is my hero, and he should be yours too.
Woo!
Now I can rest for a while.
All right, Jason. On what street can you find Rock and Roller Coaster and Tower of Terror?
You know, let me just say that I think I might need to go to
Disney World soon. Because back here in California, we don't have any of those streets.
Well, when Disneyland Today podcast opens up, you'll be all set for it.
Yeah.
You still have one lifeline. You still have one lifeline available, or you can go on your own.
I think I'm going to have to use that.
Okay, here's your multiple choice options. Is it A, Hollywood Boulevard, B, Mickey Avenue, C, Avenue of the Stars, or D, Sunset Boulevard?
10 seconds, Jason.
I'm going to say the last one, Sunset Boulevard, because that's where I live.
There's a scientific answer. I don't know what it is.
I actually do live on Sunset Boulevard here in Los Angeles. That's the only reason I'm going with it. I have no idea.
That's your final answer?
Final answer. Yeah, final answer.
Fortunately, you do not live on Mickey Avenue because Sunset Boulevard is correct.
Oh.
So now, if you get this question right, you'll win the DisneyWorldTrivia.com t-shirt.
Yeah, I don't need my algorithms. I just need to know where I live to answer these questions.
No one really needs Len.
All right, your next question is, what is the only table service restaurant at Disney's Animal Kingdom?
I just read about this, I think.
Got about 15 seconds left.
Do character breakfasts count?
I'm sorry?
Would Donald's breakfast store count because it's a character breakfast? Or is there like a more unique answer?
I cannot answer that question.
Alright. Well, I'm going to take that as a maybe.
We need an answer from you, unfortunately.
Alright, I'm going to say that it is Donald Breakfast the Swerve.
Your final answer?
Yeah, final answer.
It is actually the Rainforest Cafe.
Oh, Jason.
Restaurantosaurus is buffet in the morning for character and then counter service after the breakfast.
Oh.
Well, it not bad for someone who uses home address as a means of guessing the correct answer.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for participating, Jason.
All right.
All right, thanks. Right. Don't forget to email me so we can send you your live365.com membership.
All right, I won. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
You could be the next contestant on Who Wants to Earn Their Ears. Call now, 407-278-5WDW. That's 407-278-5939. Now, back to your host,
Matt Hotchberg.
And we have our listener already. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, my name is Scott.
Hey, Scott, where are you calling from?
Southland, Michigan.
Michigan, all right. Got off the West Coast, finally. Not that there's anything wrong with that. So, do you understand the rules of the game?
Yeah.
Are you ready to be our last contestant of the night?
Sure.
Alright, let's get this started.
Scott, your first question is, if you enter Adventureland from Main Street USA, if you enter Adventureland from the hub, which ride do you hit first?
I'm going to have to ask Mike Scopo.
Scopa?
Matt, you're not feeling any love tonight.
Well, I need to get clarification from Mr. Magello. Are we talking ride? Are we talking ride or attraction?
Aloha Isle.
I was just about to say that. Attraction.
Let me clarify attraction.
If it's attraction, then it's. Attraction, then it's the Swiss Family Robinson Treehouse. If it's a ride, then it's probably going to be Jungle Cruise, but I'm going to say Swiss Family Robinson Treehouse.
I will take that answer.
Always go with Mike Scopa.
I'm done for the night.
Let's move on to question two.
All right, Scott. Excuse me. Let me see here. Scott, where in Walt Disney World is the Hoop-Dee-Doo musical review held?
Oh, that's Pioneer Hall. That's,
Ten seconds. You still have two lifelines to use.
Yeah, multiple choice.
Multiple choice. Is it A, Pioneer Hall, B, Fort Langhorne, C, Grizzly Hall, or D, Trails End Hall?
I'm going with Pioneer Hall.
Pioneer Hall is correct. I heard you say it at the beginning.
Nice job, Scott. You've won the 1 month live365.com membership.
Cool.
You want to keep going?
Sure.
Let's go.
Scott, what's the name of the miniature golf course located next to Blizzard Beach?
Winter
Summerland is correct. Let's see. Sorry, was not prepared. Scott, how many CircleVision 360 films can you find in Epcot?
You do have one lifeline available.
I'm going to say three.
I'm sorry, what did he say?
I believe three.
Sorry, it's two. Reflections of China, O Canada.
Well, thanks for playing, Scott. Well, be sure to email me at matt@wwtoday.com, and we'll send out your Live 365 VIP membership.
Thanks.
All right, thanks, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Blue, you did a fantastic job for us. We really can't thank you enough for coming on and helping us out with this.
Oh, thank you, guys. I had a great time.
And, of course, Lou runs DisneyWorldTrivia.com, where you can find more information about his books, the World Guide to Walt Disney World. Think about trivia at Walt Disney World. Books. And he's got a great website over there. He's got a podcast, which is Mouse Tunes, which is you can get from his website at Mouse World Radio. We'll have a link whenever these become available. Lou, thank you so much.
Guys, thank you. Thanks to all your listeners.
And Mike Scopa, everyone loves you, evidently, for the trivia questions. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for the easy questions, Lou.
Your check's cleared, so can I tell you?
And again, congratulations to Cody. He was the only one who won the whole thing.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Cody, the 13-year-old, won, and I appreciate the other people who sent it. Some of our listeners were IMing us and emailing us and telling us if things were working or not, so we really appreciate that. And that's it for us today.
This is Mouse World Radio.